two coastal rail trail projects are both in the final design phase of project development. Project sponsors are in the process of incorporating the information from the value engineering analysis, the zero emission passenger rail project alignment, and railroad bridge infrastructure evaluation, specifically as it relates to the railroad bridge crossing Woods Lagoon at the Santa Cruz Harbor into the project's design. Project sponsors are anticipating that this effort will increase final design costs. The additional funding for final design could be considered by RTC as part of future Measure D 5-year plan updates and are not included in the construction, right-of-way, and environmental cost estimates provided earlier in this report. Construction, right-of-way, and environmental mitigation cost estimates will be updated on an iterative basis until the design is completed in 2026 and the projects are advertised for construction bids. Prior to advertising the projects to solicit construction bids, staff will recommend entering into a cooperative agreement with project sponsors for the construction components of the Coastal Rail Trail projects. The construction cooperative agreements will include adoption of a full funding plan for trail project construction. Staff, in coordination with project sponsors, continues to evaluate options for reducing trail project costs. One additional option being explored is delaying the reconstruction of rail signal equipment and grade crossing infrastructure at roadway intersections, but this requires further evaluation. There are no new fiscal impacts associated with receiving an update regarding construction cost reducing strategies. In spring 2022, the combined cost estimates for segments 8 to 11 was $119 million. These cost estimates were updated in spring 2024 to $160.3 million to reflect unit cost estimates consistent with recent Highway 1 project bid submittals, current schematic design plans, and updated environmental mitigation costs. The Commission committed to fully funding the Coastal Rail Trail Segments 10 and 11 project with local, state, or federal funds at the April 2024 meeting. Staff is identifying cost reduction strategies and seeking additional funding to fill the funding gap based on current cost estimates. Project sponsors may request additional Measure D active transportation funding for design, construction, right-of-way, and mitigation. RTC could consider programming additional Measure D active transportation funding as part of a future update to the Measure D 5-year plan anticipated in November of 2024. In an effort to reduce costs associated with construction of Coastal Rail Trail Segments 8 to 11 projects, staff worked with the City of Santa Cruz and County of Santa Cruz to complete a value engineering analysis for the two projects. Staff also worked with Roaring Camp Railroads to identify opportunities for Roaring Camp Railroads to relocate the railroad tracks where required to accommodate construction of the Coastal Rail Trail next to the rail line, i.e., ultimate trail configuration, at Roaring Camp Railroad's expense. Value engineering strategies that could reduce project costs include track relocation options that could include reuse of existing equipment and minimizing track relocation, reducing trail width to reduce associated infrastructure costs where retaining walls are needed, modifying retaining wall designs, replacing viaduct designs with retaining walls, and rerouting the trail outside of the rail line right-of-way. Staff is working with Coastal Rail Trail project sponsors to consider which aspects of the value engineering analysis to incorporate into the project design. Staff continues to pursue competitive grant funds to close the funding gap for the two projects,